to critics, all these theories are no more than window dressing for a racist system that intimidates, imprisons, and kills black people and indiscriminately. It kills black people indiscriminately in order to make white people feel safe. Since the 1960s, law and order has been a coded political slogan, a fear-based appeal to galvanize white voters. There is a consensus that the war on drugs of the 1980s and 90s destroyed communities, disproportionately impacted people of color, ballooned the criminal justice system and the prisons, and exacerbated poverty and inequality in our country, says Todd Cox, director of policy for the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund. By turning the Justice Department away from civil rights and toward harsh enforcement, Sessions embodies what many see as the institutional racism of the Trump administration. He has taken the racially coded messages that served as dog whistles during the campaign and operationalized them into policy. The conviction among his critics that Sessions is racist has sometimes led them to overreach. In February, a Democratic senator and the American Civil Liberties Union blasted him for referring to the Anglo-American heritage of law enforcement in a speech. It was a factual description, one Obama had used on many occasions. But in explaining it to me, Sessions couldn't resist a detour into cultural stereotypes. I believe the American legal system, which clearly developed out of England, is a wonder of the world, and it's based on the fact that Lady Justice is blindfolded, he said. When you go and travel, like I have, to Kosovo, to Afghanistan, to Iraq, where we've invested huge amounts of money and effort to export our legal system to a culture that's totally unfamiliar with it, it doesn't work. It's because it requires a degree of trust and respect, education, and maybe even a cultural predisposition. Sessions contends that the policies he champions help minority communities by cleaning up their neighborhoods. If you do the map of your city and you've got five times the murders in a minority neighborhood, do you just go away? He asked me, eyes narrowed, or do you prosecute the criminals who are committing the murders? That's the fundamental answer. And the other thing is, you think the mothers who've got children, the older people who are afraid to walk to the grocery store, shouldn't they be free just like they are in the elite part of town? Sessions leaned over the plastic airplane table. Whose side are you on? He asked. I'm on the victim's side. And overwhelmingly, the victims are minorities. The prosecution of certain minorities for murder, the victim is overwhelmingly another African American or Hispanic. It occurs within their own communities.